Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brian Hansen, and he's a bit away from us this morning, but he grew up near Oskaloosa. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hope you are the same. And we're going to be seeing you in Atlantic, Iowa in a short period of time. This coming Sunday you're going to be here. Kind of like coming home, Brian.
It really is. I love coming up to Iowa. I travel up here frequently, and it's always, I tell people I've lived many places, and of course nowadays I'm living there in Nashville, Tennessee, but no matter where I travel, no matter where I roam, I always consider myself an Iowan first. So.
Very good. Well, we're happy to have you coming, and you're going to be showing us a movie at the Methodist Church. Now, that's a bit unusual. We don't usually think about going to a movie, and it's kind of unusual in terms of this is going to be one of the few places that you could come to see this movie, Brian. And I know a lot of listeners are going to perk up their ears because they know about the Little Brown Church in the Vale.
Absolutely.
It's an Iowa treasure.
It really is. It's an Iowa treasure that is literally known around the world.
And let's talk a little bit more about you before we come back and talk about the movie. We've talked about you grew up and had family in the Oskaloosa area. What took you away from there?
Grew up there, had a great, you know, 0 to 18 upbringing. But I went to college in the Kansas City area. And then after that, I started traveling in music. And so we started basing out of the Kansas City area, but then later on we moved to several different places. We've lived as far away as Virginia, Ohio, down in Florida. But then about 8 years ago, we settled into the Nashville, Tennessee area, Franklin, Tennessee, and just love it. It's just fabulous.
Beautiful country and lots of things to do and see.
Oh,
so
yes.
You mentioned you're a musician. What kind of music, what instruments do you play?
I am a keyboardist. I've been a professional keyboardist for more years than I care to think about. but in college, I started going out and using it some. And then when we got married in 81, my wife and I started doing music in churches around the country, sort of on a come in for a few days and for a special meeting kind of thing. And then about 1985, I started doing more piano concerts. And I have done that now on and off for many years, but especially these last eight, I've really, outside of my movie, I've really focused in on doing concerts in churches and other venues, and I just love music.
Mm-hmm. It's an important part of your life, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, when we're talking about you're going to come and show a movie,
mm-hmm.
it's much more than that. You made the movie.
Mm-hmm. So I certainly did. Ever since I was a little boy, I always wanted to, I've been fascinated with the movies. I was one of those little geeky kids that bought the old 8mm camera and all way before video. Kids can't even imagine way before video or shooting movies on your iPhone or whatever. I was one of those and loved it all the way through. Made a little short movie in high school that I still have. But it's one of those dreams that when I got to college and then into life more, I just sort of put it on the back burner. And I didn't always thought about making a movie, but just never really put it into effect until about 2 years ago. And a friend of mine just sort of looked me in the face because I was talking about this. And he said, okay, he said, why don't you quit talking about it? Why don't you do it? I guess that's all I needed.
A little push over the edge there.
Yeah, it's great to have friends. And he encouraged me, so I got on the Internet. I did one of those new fundraising things on the Internet, Indiegogo.com, raised enough money to get the equipment, and away we went.
Why did you choose the subject, the Little Brown Church in the Vale?
Well, twofold. Number one, I'd had some connection up there. I had done a couple of concerts at the Little Brown Church, and so I knew some of the people. I knew the pastor and his wife. And I had visited there 50 years ago when I was a child. My folks took me up there. And being a musician, of course, the song, The Church in the Wildwood, is a well-known song, especially in the 50s and 60s. Nearly every country artist, when they would do their gospel album, would record Church in the Wildwood. And so it's a song that has had worldwide influence. And I thought, this is a subject that I could make a movie about that really has far greater influence. And I think that was one of the reasons, too. It just has such a wide spread of appeal to people.
Now, I'm sort of guessing that somebody listening today may have been married there. Many people have gone to that church as their special wedding site.
Oh, yes. I can't. I can just promise you that Sunday night when I show it there in Atlantic, that there will be at least one or two people there that have been married there. It's a rarity that you don't find somebody that hasn't been married at the Little Brown Church, especially up in Iowa.
Thousands. We're talking about 75,000 weddings have been held there.
I was just talking to the pastor a few days ago up there, and he said that they are getting dangerously close to 74,000 weddings now. Mm. And it's just ever since 1912 when they started keeping records. And, you know, they've got the books. People are amazed that they have the ledgers of all of the weddings there at the Little Brown Church. So if you're, you know, if Grandpa got married there back in 1936, you can actually go there, thumb through the books and find where they signed.
Now, I'm guessing you took a look at those ledgers.
Yeah, they gave me really just free rein of everything. And so when I was there, I was able to look at the ledgers. I was able to look at amazing photographs. Look Magazine, of course, I don't think it's around anymore, but Look Magazine came in 1955 and did a major spread in their national magazine of the 100th anniversary, and the pictures were just unbelievable, wall-to-wall people, and it was amazing.
So did you contact some of the folks that were married there as a part of your movie?
Absolutely. A large part of the movie was shot at their yearly wedding reunion event that they hold, and this one happened to fall on the 60th. So because of that date, there was a lot of interest in it. So a lot more people came. And there was many, many couples there that had been married there all the way from maybe like 5 years ago to one couple that had been married 67 years ago there. Mm. And so I interviewed several of those couples and included a lot of those interviews in the movie.
And what else are we going to see in the movie? I mean, we don't want to give the whole story away, but kind of
it's a documentary. So, I mean, it's more of, I tell people it's more like a something you'd see on PBS. You know, it's got that kind of a feel to it.
Okay.
There's, of course, we talk about the song some. And, in fact, the a little celebrity guest spot, I was able to get a hold of Jimmy Fortune that used to be with the Statler Brothers, and he was gracious enough to sing a verse and a chorus for me, and then also told a little story about how that it had affected his life, that song had affected his life, and he was truly a remarkable man, just great, great to work with.
It's interesting that you said how that song affected his life, so we're not just talking about an event in any place.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like waves. It just kind of keeps rolling out there.
Absolutely, yes. The end of the movie, in fact, sort of capstone of it, there's a lady that has never even been there. But the song really touched her life when she was a younger little girl. And a lot of people walk out, you know, wiping their eyes because it's such a sweet story. And she's never even visited there. So it's an amazing, amazing place.
How long is the movie?
88 minutes.
88 minutes. Okay, and we want to remind people, if we didn't say, it starts at 6 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. There is not a fee to get in, although they'll take a love offering. But doors open at 5:30. And again, we want to mention that there are not very many places in Iowa that you're going to be able to see this. So Atlantic First United Methodist Church would be the place to come next Sunday, this coming Sunday, at be there before 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and it'll be fun.
And you're going to be there.
I will be there. One of my favorite things to do is after the movie, usually people have things they want to say about the Little Brown Church, like tell their story of how they got married there, or they have questions about the Little Brown Church. A lot of people don't realize it's an actually fully functioning church. It's not like a wedding chapel, albeit they do a amazing amount of weddings there. It's more, it's just a regular church.
Okay, Sunday the 29th, come at between 5:30 and 6 to get a seat at the United Methodist Church to see the Little Brown Church in the Vale, the movie. And we want to thank you very much, Brian Hansen. Look forward to meeting you next Sunday. Brian sort of did this. Think about this. If you were a horse and someone let go of your reins, where would you head?